It gives me a huge pleasure today to introduce to you one of our friends from the Conservative Party, indeed from the Conservative government of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. The Right Honourable Julian Smith MP is the Chief Whip of the Conservative Party. He's a great friend of Northern Ireland. He's a great supporter of our party. He works very, very closely with us. Julian, it's brilliant to have you here today. I know you will feel at home. In fact, we are prepared to do a transfer if you want to come into our party, because you'll probably feel more at home with us than you'll feel with anyone else in the United Kingdom. Julian, please come up and speak to our conference, speak to our friends.
Well, Ian, thank you for such a warm welcome, and it is indeed fantastic to be here today to meet lots of people who I work with on a daily basis and people that were in Westminster, like William, who are no longer there and whose voice we miss so much in the House of Commons chamber. It's also great to see your logo, and it's also very reassuring to see that that logo is on a very firm background and video screen. As someone born in Scotland, working in London, representing a North Yorkshire constituency, I'm well aware of the importance of our rich heritage and the diversity that we have across the United Kingdom. It's a great pleasure to be here in Belfast representing the Conservative and Unionist Party. Gavin Williamson, the former Chief Whip who negotiated the deal with Jeffrey that we heard about earlier, was due to be here, but he is now the new Defence Secretary, as you may have heard. He wishes you all the very best today, and I can assure you that Gavin remains passionate, dedicated to the interest he has in Northern Ireland, and will be coming to Northern Ireland very, very soon. You have a very strong friend in our Defence Secretary, Gavin Williamson. I find that conferences are a good time to reflect back on the year ahead, or the year just passed, rather, and what a year it's been. Back in November 2016, Donald Trump had just been elected as the next president of the United States. Fidel Castro passed away, and the Conservative Party had a majority in Westminster. Clearly, much has changed in the past 12 months. Now, I know it's unusual for a Chief Whip to be allowed out to speak, but I am genuinely grateful for the opportunity to talk to you briefly today, because first and foremost, I want to say thank you. When the exit poll dropped at 10 p.m. on 8th of June, it was not clear what would happen. While we are distinct parties with distinct identities, as we've heard today, we all knew in our heart of hearts that we just could not let Jeremy Corbyn get anywhere near number 10 at Downing Street. We just do not believe in that style of politics, focused on hate, focused on what divides us. And both parties, I believe, took a very deep decision to ensure that we had to stop it. And we came together, as Nigel so eloquently said this morning, in the national interest. But it's now been 153 days since Gavin and Jeffrey signed the Confidence and Supply Agreement. In that time, much has been achieved in Westminster. We're getting on with the job, building the new economy, supporting families in their everyday lives, investing in new technologies, and building an economy fit for the future. And at the same time, we're getting the country ready for leaving the European Union. This past week has shown that Labour don't have the answers to the fundamental long-term questions that we all have to face. They haven't learnt the lessons of the past. Their election manifesto committed to spending an additional £58 billion. And since then, they've announced a string of new pledges. There were lots of things that didn't go quite right for my party in the election campaign. But we weren't wrong about Labour and Labour's plans to spend more and more. And Labour's plans against the union and against the fundamental principles that we all feel so passionate about today. We can never lose sight of the fact that to support our public services, we need to back business, grasp the entrepreneurial spirit, create opportunities for those with potential and the idea to build something. It is those people and businesses that create the jobs that we need to pay the corporation tax, to pay for the public services that we hold so dear. At the moment, we are delivering the withdrawal bill through Parliament. As Chief Whip, it's quite a stressful period. But this is the vital legislation that we need to ensure that we can hit the ground running by exit day. It's clearly right that Parliament looks carefully at this bill. But we should also be clear that we will not tolerate any efforts to derail Brexit. Once this bill is passed, we'll see legislation to shape our future in all sorts of areas: agriculture, immigration, customs and trade, fisheries, all areas that are important here in Northern Ireland as they are to the rest of the United Kingdom. But this Parliament will be more about just leaving the European Union. We are creating an exciting time and future for business through our new industrial strategy. We'll help our country get fit for the future. We have to seize the opportunities of our time, from big data to clean energy, autonomous vehicles. It's in these areas where there are huge long-term challenges, but our future lies, which is why we're investing £80 billion in R&D over the next decade. And we're determined that Northern Ireland will play a key part in this. The budget this week saw, as Nigel said, great announcements for Northern Ireland. £540 million on infrastructure over the next 4 years, a call for evidence on the impact of VAT and APD on tourism in Northern Ireland, and the announcement of the city deal and the beginning of discussions on that. We're also, as you know, committed to a Northern Ireland rate on corporation tax and to delivering on the agreement that Geoffrey and Gavin announced, and which is in the public domain, in June this year. I've been Chief Whip for 3 weeks now. I'm ageing by the minute. But in that time, conference, I have been so impressed with the calibre of the DUP members in Westminster, led by Nigel Dodds. They are a credit to the DUP, and they are a credit to Northern Ireland. Nigel talked passionately about the fact that many of the issues that your DUP Westminster colleagues are dealing with are for the good of Northern Ireland as a whole. And by working together, we can achieve a great deal. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be here today, the warm welcome, the sort of energy that has come from your fantastic wins and successes in the last election. We're hoping to learn a bit about this area from you. And I really look forward to building on our partnership over the next 4.5 years. My door as Chief Whip is open whenever you want for MPs of DUP in Westminster. And I wish you all a very good end to conference today and a good end to the weekend. Thank you.